This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. With billions of people around the world still suffering from the fallout of the coronavirus pandemic, a worldwide race for a vaccine is underway, with nine companies already in late-stage phase 3 trials. However, clinical trials on one of the most advanced experimental COVID-19 vaccines, which is being developed by pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca and Oxford University, were paused this week after a volunteer developed an unexplained illness. The company issued a statement saying the pause in testing is a routine action. America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said Wednesday the trial suspension points to the effectiveness of the safeguards that have been incorporated into the trials. Meanwhile, another top U.S. health official says suspension of the study should be reassuring to the American people. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
AstraZeneca has halted its final stage testing after a volunteer fell ill.
When we say we are going to focus first on safety and make no compromises, here is Exhibit A.
National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins tells a Senate panel it's proof no corners will be cut as vaccines are developed and tested. The suspension comes amid worries President Trump will pressure federal regulators to approve a vaccine before it's proven safe and ready. Collins says he can speak for fellow scientists. That's not how it'll work.
Science and science alone will be the way in which this decision is made. Otherwise, I'll have no part of it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Australia's federal health minister said COVID-19 hotspot state Victoria should consider lifting a night curfew if the decision was not made on health advice. This as total pandemic deaths in the state crossed 700 Thursday. Victorian authorities are trying to fend off criticism after its chief health officer told local radio he hadn't recommended the night curfew in the state capital. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump acknowledged in February he knew how deadly and contagious the coronavirus was, but did not convey that information to the American people because he didn't want to create a panic, according to interviews for a new book. The recorded interviews obtained by CNN are based on a book by journalist Bob Woodward. It comes out just weeks before the November presidential election, and as Mr. Trump's efforts to battle COVID-19 have come under criticism for being too little, too late. President Trump told reporters his remarks were meant to calm the nation.
The last thing we can show is panic or excitement or fear or anything else. We had to take care of the situation we were given.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden courted working class voters in hotly contested Michigan Wednesday as he warned President Donald Trump's negligence in handling the coronavirus pandemic plunged the nation into recession. It was Biden's first foray into the state since securing the Democratic Party's presidential nomination in June and comes a day before his Republican rival, President Trump, makes his own trip there. The two will have same-day appearances Friday at a 9/11 commemoration in Pennsylvania, one of a handful of swing states likely to determine the election's outcome. A spokesperson for the European Commission says its vice president will travel to London Thursday to meet his British counterpart in an emergency meeting. It comes after the UK proposed legislation ignoring parts of the Brexit withdrawal agreement it signed in January. The spokesperson said in a tweet, quote, "The EU seeks clarifications from the UK on the full and timely implementation of the withdrawal agreement." U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday there was a, quote, "substantial chance," end quote, that the suspected poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was ordered by senior Russian officials. He made the comments during a radio program. Pompeo reiterated the United States and its European allies all want Russia to, quote, "hold those responsible for this accountable," end quote. Four Malian soldiers were killed in an attack in the country's rest of central region Wednesday, official sources said. The attack took place not far from the Mauritania border, a source at the region's security ministry said. There was no word on the identity of the attackers. Central Mali is often the site of jihadist attacks as well as intercommunal violence. Strong winds and high temperatures fed nearly 100 extreme wildfires across the U.S. West Wednesday. Unprecedented wildfires in the U.S. state of Oregon have all but destroyed five small towns, and the governor fears a record number of deaths as police begin to report casualties. The fires have burned more than 890,000 hectares. That's nearly 2.2 million acres. Fire remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.